chubby dads, just like 3 days without water. I remember times you said my face was pretty. Help me in your arms to blue like cane. Don't cut me loose, I think.
Well, isn't that nice? That's the Scud Mountain Boys for you, doing Freight of Fire off their Dance the Night Away CD. Next up for you, track. I was recently on tour with my band. Perhaps I should tell you who I am. My name's Nick Salomon, and I play in a band called the Bevis Frond. But from time to time, I have been known to force myself behind a microphone and do some DJing. I used to do a show on Radio Caroline, and presently I'm doing some shows out in California. I'm not actually out there. I record them in London and send them out there. And I was on tour in the States with my band recently, and we went into a shop in Canada, and I picked up some really great psychedelic singles from this shop, and it was really frustrating because I only had about half an hour to look at them, and then I had to leave to continue on my way. And it was a real drag because it was one of these kind of gold mine shops where you find tons of stuff that you want to buy. And I guess in a way it's quite fortunate that I didn't spend much longer there, because I would have spent every penny I possessed. But for your entertainment, this is one of the singles I picked up, and it's by a band I've never heard of before, on the Smash label. I presume they were kind of like a Canadian psychedelic band. It's called Mother Nature, and it's by a band called The Raves. So here you go. Mother Nature by The Raves.
Thank you.
there you go. Yeah, right. That's the sound of the Raves from Canada doing Mother Nature. Next up for you, a band that looked really good on the cover of the LP. I remember buying this LP in about 1968 when it came out because the cover looked so good, and I was a bit disappointed with it because it, I don't know, it wasn't as psychedelic as it looked. But there was one particular track on it that I always liked and thought was pretty far out. And this is a group called Elizabeth, and they did their only album in 1968, came out on the Vanguard label. And this particular track is called You Should Be More Careful.
Hey gal, you look so fine, come along, be all mine. No need to be uptight, everything's gonna be alright. If you make it,
you ignore me.
Way it's gonna be after we smoke a little tea, Ruby. Come along, but first you'd like to make a call. Help your family rest their mind so that we have more time to do it.
You need numbers. You need numbers.
So come on, baby, go cross town. Meet my friends, we'll turn you on. You'll meet some real cool times. I'm gonna show you where it's at, Ruby.
You need numbers.
Psychedelic or what? Unfortunately, the only track on the album that is actually like that, which is a shame, isn't it? Because if the rest of the album was like that, it'd be one of the best records ever made. Unfortunately, it's not. That was Elizabeth doing, what was it called? It was called You Should Be More Careful. That's right. I always confuse it with another track that's very similar. I've got an LP by a band called The 31st of February, and there's a track on that called A Nickel's Worth of Benny's Help, which again is the only decent track on that LP. And once again, it would be brilliant if it was all good, but it isn't. And maybe I'll play that one for you sometime. I'm going to go back to the CD player here, and what I've got for you now is Pato. And Pato were one of my favourite bands. I remember going to see them many times, and basically being a young guitarist, I was overwhelmed by the guitar genius of Ollie Halsall, who was their lead guitar player, and he was absolutely brilliant. He started off in Time Box, and apparently I actually met up with John Halsey, who's the drummer of Pato, who was also Barry Wom in the Ruttles, and Halsey told me that Halsall couldn't actually play guitar when he started playing in Time Box, but their guitarist left and he learnt guitar in a day because he was the vibes player, and apparently he was a musical genius. He also told me that when he was a little boy, Halsall, he told his parents he wanted to buy a set of Vibes, and they said, well, look, that's really expensive, you have to learn how to play them first. So he cut up loads of strips of paper, laid them on his bed, and practiced with knitting needles hitting strips of paper on his bed, and when they went to the shop to buy the Vibes, he could play them. So, somewhat of a musical genius. Unfortunately, died of a heroin overdose in Madrid a few years ago. And sad thing is, he was not found for a couple of weeks, apparently. So that's a very sad and ignominious end to one of the greatest guitarists this country ever produced. And I never thought that Pato's albums really brought home how good he was. But on this particular track, Loud Green Song, off the Roll 'em Smoke 'em Put Another Line Out album, which came out on Island in 72, you get a bit close to what he was like live. And this is Pato with the extraordinary talents of Ollie Halsall.
Use is all covered with mud. The smell of the wind.
Yeah, there you go. That's Pato for you and Loud Green Song. Perhaps you thought I wasn't there, but I am, because it has a pause at the end and then a bloop on the piano. And what have I got for you next? I've got a band called Medicine Ball. We actually play with this lot. They come from Providence in Rhode Island. And not on this particular tour of the States, but on the last tour we did, we played about half a dozen gigs with them, and they were really good live. Although I must admit, their follow-up LP, this is off an LP called Sandwich Full of Lies. The second LP they did, which I can't remember the name of, I really didn't like at all, but it's a shame, because the first LP, which I believe is Sandwich Full of Lies, all the songs are dated 1991, but I believe they're somewhat later. I think the LP came out in about 95 or something, 96, and they're really good. The guy who leads, the real strange thing about this lot is they got a guy who's the bass player, who's their kind of leader, designated leader, a guy called Mark Stone, and Mark is this kind of thin guy with a completely shaved head, who's wears a pink kind of PVC bomber jacket and looks rather effete, I think is the phrase. But what does he do when he's not being a pop star? If you guess this, I'll give you his jacket. He's a soccer referee in Providence, Rhode Island. Now, who would have guessed? And his favourite team are Aston Villa. Now, what? I mean, he's never even been to England. So how does he support Aston Villa? Very strange. Anyhow, this might give you some inkling as to why a Medicine Ball's LPs are rather strange. This particular track I'm going to play for you is called Source of Probable Ignition. It's great. And if only the guitar was in tune, eh? It'd be even better. Or someone else.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, there you go. The very excellent sounds of Medicine Ball on their Sandwich Full of Lies album. That was a track called Source of Possible, or was it Possible or Probable? Well, I don't know. It doesn't really matter, does it? Possible Ignition. There you go. Not probable, just possible. And they feature a guy called Mark Stone on bass who supports Aston Villa. And he lives in Providence, Rhode Island, and has never been to England, but is a soccer referee, as I said all before. Why am I repeating this? No idea. I'm Nick Solomon. You're listening to Radio Never Say Die, broadcasting to you from the Essex Delta. And, what a lovely part of the world this is. I have to say, I frequent a boot fair just up the road. And I don't frequent a boot fair. I've just been told I don't. No, I was lying. It's a complete fabrication. I don't frequent a boot fair up the road where I never buy good things. That's absolutely untrue, so don't believe a word I say. I remember in my days on Radio Caroline, I used to have to pretend I was broadcasting from a boat. That was ridiculous. This is true. It was actually a prefab in Highgate. It's true. It's absolutely true. And I kept saying, yeah, what was really ridiculous, I remember one time when I was on one of my early shows on Caroline, and they had the governor in with me, who was this bloke called Malcolm, and I was chatting away as I do, and it was this little prefab, and I said in between the songs, I said, oh, look, a squirrel's just hopped past the window. And he went, no, you can't say that. And I said, what? When he's, you're supposed to be on a boat. And I went, oh. I can't remember how I got out of that one. But I had to pretend that it was a kind of swimming squirrel or something. Yeah, a flying squirrel just dropped in. But so I didn't go to a boot fair anywhere near here. What I will do now, though, is play for you a track by a band called Mandrill. And this is a funk kind of excursion. It's off the Classic Funk Master Cuts Volume 1 album, which is on the Beechwood label, or the Master Cuts label, but it's run by Beechwood Records. Came out in 92, and it's the first of a series of very good compilation albums of kind of classic funk, I suppose. And this particular track is called Fence Walk, and the LPs by Mandrill are quite hard to get these days, and I suppose it's because they're pretty good and rare and all that. So sit back, enjoy yourselves, and listen to Fence Walk by Mandrill, and I'll be with you in a few minutes. Here we go.
You go. gonna want you.
Yeah, okay, that's the sound of mandrill and not a coloured arsehole in sight. Oh, well, actually, no! What am I saying? Oh, no, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it, honestly. I was thinking more of the monkey's back end, you know. I wasn't making a racist comment. I wasn't making a racist comment. Honest, honest. Some of my... Oh, no, shut up. I'm digging myself in deeper here. It's a terrible thing to say. Can we do that again? No, we can't. Yeah, no, it's all right. What am I saying? Anyhow, never say die, where you can send your petrol bomb to. This is the mailing address. If you want to get in touch with Radio Never Say Die, you could get a letter off to the mailing address, which is P.O. Oh, you haven't got a pop shield on this, so every time I say a P, it makes a funny noise. I've got a spare pop shield at home. Shall I bring it in next time? You'd love me to, wouldn't you? Okay, P.O. Box 280, Waltham Cross. That's EN76ZR. And that's in England for our overseas cousins. Have you got any overseas cousins? Yes, I've got some in... Yeah, but I was wondering whether you actually had any cousins abroad. I have. What country are you? Canada, you know. I've got some in Argentina. That's good, isn't it? Yeah. Argentina. They went out there. It's not Ronnie Biggs. In Brazil, as far as I know. No, it's... No. Well, he might go into Argentina occasionally. He's only just across the River Plate, I believe. Does he need to? Probably gets them in Brazil quite easily, I would have thought. But, yeah, some of my family went out there in the 30s, and they're still out there, obviously. And I've got some relations out there. In fact, they just came over to England last week. They can tune in because our website is www.rnsd.com. And RNSD, obviously standing for the Royal Navigation Society. No, the Radio Never Say Die. And if you want to email us, it's info@rnsd.com. So there you go, that's the whole lot. What have I got for you next? This is a guy called David Ackles, who made two in the late 60s, two in the early 70s. He was kind of a bit influenced, I would guess, by Jacques Brel and people like that. And also got accused of being a Leonard Cohen copyist, which, of course, he wasn't. He was way better than Leonard Cohen, although I'm not slagging Leonard off. I mean, he's all right, isn't he? But he lives in a monastery now, apparently. Yeah. So he's not Cohen, is he? He said, no. No, Leonard McCohen. And so, anyhow, this... Forget Leonard Cohen. This is David Ackles. He was a Canadian singer-songwriter who did three albums on Elektra and one on CBS. And the last one he did was called Five and Dime and never came out in Europe, which was a great shame because it is good. This is a track off the second album he did, which is called Subway to the Country. And as a young kind of trainee songwriter, when I was about 16 in 1969, when this was recorded, I was really woken up to the fact that you could write really unpleasant lyrics and still make them sound poetic, which is something I owe entirely to David Ackles. And to illustrate this point, I thought I'd play a track called Mainline Saloon, which is a little song about the perils of heroin addiction, but couched in really unpleasant terms, especially if you listen to the lyrics on the bit about if you see a girl and her name is Sue. I think they're some of the most unpleasant lyrics ever written, but also absolutely brilliant and very poetic. And David Ackles died this year, very sadly, and he was a huge talent and deserved more recognition than he got. So, David Ackles, Mainline Saloon. And it's coming up right now, I promise you. Well, maybe it isn't. What's going on here? Come on, David. Oh, here it comes. Phew, I was beginning to panic. Here he comes.
I know a place, it's a bar that never closes,
recommend you take a friend to hold your noses. What you see won't be the same as any place you've been before. And you'll know when you read the name written on the open door. Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Mainline Saloon. Yeah, I've been there. What a lousy place to visit. But try not to stare. Although it isn't pretty, is it? All you see are yellow fingers trying to hide the face that crumbles. And you smell the life that lingers in the dying voice that mumbles. Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Mainline Saloon. If you see a girl looking old and kind of dirty, if her name is Sue, give her a whirl. You know she'll never live to 30. Never mind the way she bleeds when you take her for a dime. Now you can't give her what she needs, and she needs it all the time. Now welcome, welcome, welcome everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Mainline Saloon. Well, all right, go on in. The door stays open in December. You'll find a friend within, I know, 'cause I'm a charter member. Catch me if I'm falling down. Hold me up so I can listen to the angels calling down on the day your arms are christened. Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome everybody, everybody to the Mainline Saloon.
Yeah, there you go. That's the sound of Mainline Saloon by David Ackles, who passed away earlier this year. And if I do some more shows for Radio Never Say Die, which is the general idea, you'll be hearing more David Ackles, because I really like him. I think he's brilliant. His first LP was fantastic. I remember that what turned me on to David Ackles was when I was about 15. I was staying up at my dad's because my parents split up, and my dad lived up in Suffolk, and he was in the RAF, and he was definitely not into psychedelic music. And David Ackles appeared on Colour Me Pop on BBC Two, backed by a band called Rhinoceros. And I remember sitting watching that. I can remember it clearly. He was playing his gig, and it was being broadcast from a church. And it was fantastic, and I loved it. And there was this track called His Name is Andrew, which has the lyrics, he works in a canning factory, he does not have a friend, and all that. And strangely enough, this was the bit of music that made my dad more angry than anything I'd ever played. You know, I played him Captain Beefheart, which he hated, Jimi Hendrix, I can't repeat what he said about him, but David Ackles doing My Name is Andrew, or His Name is Andrew, just sent him absolutely bananas. He went insane at me. What, how can you listen to this rubbish? It's our most depressing load of... And it went on and on, and I was going, that is brilliant. And he didn't share my enthusiasm for David Ackles, and perhaps that's the reason I like David Ackles so much. Anyhow, on to different pastures. This is a band called The Savage Resurrection, who put one album out in 1968 on Mercury Records. They were a young band from the San Francisco area. They lived, I believe, out just outside San Francisco. And they maybe in Oakland, I'm not quite sure, but they're a really excellent band, and I bought this LP at Eugene Manzi's record shop in Swiss Cottage when I was about 15. Me and my mates used to go in there, and the cover of this LP was really psychedelic, and I took one look at the cover and saw that they had two lead guitarists and really long hair, and I just bought it without listening to it because I knew it had to be brilliant, and and it is, and I still love it dearly, and it's just come out on CD on the Mod Lang label with a few extra tracks and some extensive sleeve notes, very nicely, which I've managed to contribute a little bit to, because I met up with one of the guitarists, a guy called Randy Hammond, and he's a charming guy, another American who likes soccer, strangely enough, and he's threatening to come over to England, and he did actually tell me that the entire band got back together again only a few months ago to have a little jam for the first time in about 30 years, and he said it was actually pretty good, but only lasted 12 to 15 minutes because the drummer got too tired because he hadn't played drums for ages and his arms started hurting, so they had to stop. But apparently he said that they are planning to do some stuff in the future, which would be fantastic. So I'm going to play three tracks off this because I think it's one of the great undiscovered psychedelic albums, and we'll start off with Thing in E, which is followed by Every Little Song, which is followed by Talking to You. So this is the Savage Resurrection. If you don't know it, you're going to love it. If you do know it, you're going to love it. So here we go.
Takes long, it won't do me no wrong. I want sun in the sky. My love is real. We'll be right back.
by heart and beat my love to soul. By heart and beat my love to soul.
By the time you hear this song,